Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Saldanha, Alaska state troopers were notified of a motorcycle versus vehicle collision near mile point 18 of the Kenai Spur Highway in Nikiski Wednesday evening. At 5.06 p.m., Alaska State Troopers, local fire and EMS, as well as a lifeline helicopter, responded to the scene, according to the online state trooper dispatch. A preliminary investigation revealed that a Nissan SUV turned in front of a motorcycle that was traveling on the Kenai Spur Highway. The motorcycle collided with the SUV. The motorcycle driver was medevaced from the scene via helicopter. However, he succumbed to his injuries a short time later. Alaska State Troopers identified the deceased as 40-year-old Nikiski resident Martin Marlin. The driver and sole occupant of the Nissan SUV, who has not been identified, was transported to a Kenai Peninsula area medical facility with reported minor injuries. Next of kin has been notified. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. No criminal charges or citations have been issued at this time. However, Alaska State Troopers do want your help in that anyone that witnessed the collision that has not already spoken with Saldanha, Alaska State Troopers, you are encouraged to contact them specifically at 907-262-4453. On Wednesday, the Kenai and Saldanha Joint Chamber of Commerce played host to guest Katie Capozzi, president of the Alaska Chamber at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. She spoke on the 2021 Public Information Survey, which is conducted yearly through Dittman Research to understand important policies. The survey was fielded on April 15th through the 22nd, and the sample size included 709 likely voters in Alaska. There were several questions conducted to rate Alaska's economy, including questions on state spending, the permanent fund, more taxes, and a constitutional amendment for a spending cap. Then, Capozzi spoke on President Biden's approval rating here in Alaska.
He's at 51% of disapproving of his job, 46% oppose. And then I did the breakdown here for all his locations so you can see where you all are at. 65% disapprove, 33% approve. And then something I thought was interesting and I wanted to make sure I shared with you is, and you see this in a lot of places in our polling, the less time people have spent in Alaska, the less time they understand where the money comes from, where the jobs come from. The 0 to 9 years or years people in Alaska approve of President Biden's job at 60% to 36.
She also spoke on the president's oil and gas policy.
61% who oppose the oil and gas policy and only 38% who support. South Central, again, coming in strong, 37% no. But I do, again, want to point out that education is the only industry that is supportive of President Biden's oil and gas policy. So that's just something to consider. These are the people teaching our children. I also happen to think that there's probably a direct correlation between education and the 0 to 9 years group because a lot of teachers are new to Alaska.
She spoke on the subject of ANWR exploration and production, saying support is dwindling.
Last year, actually, was the lowest we've seen ever at 60%. But it is still a trend that we're not real excited about. We were at 75% back in 2002.
Full details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.